This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. From Tay Dene, I'm probably butchering your name as well. Sorry about that. Oh, Toy. Okay, here we go. Toy from Maryland. I'm a new business and I'm trying to grow for a business, face masks and t-shirts. What do you suggest I use to collect email information? In that case, I would say this is one of those cases where a lead magnet and kind of just building your email list isn't going to be as important. It's more about just having nice designs and selling them straight out of the gate. This is like the one time I'll tell you, you could probably just sell it directly. I can't imagine a lead magnet that's going to go with selling t-shirts, in other words. So unless I'm getting that wrong in your question, if I missed the point of your question, if that's the case, let me know. And we'll try to get to it later. Oh, sorry. We've got another one from Toy. I want to get to that. What apps do you recommend? Well, for lead magnets, again, I don't recommend lead magnets for you. What is your strategy for hashtags? Cool. I've actually got a whole video on that. So just type in my channel, Instagram hashtag strategy, you'll find it. It's just from a high level view, what you want to do is get hashtags. So you're allowed to have 30 of them in a standard post. So you want to basically split those between easy, like low competition hashtags, medium competition, and high competition. So you're going to want to use a tool like I use flick.tech. That's the tool I use that lays them out really nicely for the level of difficulty for all of them. And then just start picking ones that show kind of buyer intent or search intent, and then grab like an equal number of them from all of them. Maybe fewer from the difficult ones, but you know, at least five from the difficult, because what this does is the difficult ones, if you post it right away, if the second you post it, someone's searching on that, you may come up in the recent ones right away. Then you'll quickly get pushed down, but you might get some quick traffic right now. The medium difficulty ones, you may hang around for a couple minutes. Then the easy ones, there's not a lot of search volume necessarily, but the people that do search for those, you'll hang around much longer. So I like to have them from all three buckets. All right, so from Provo Roofer, what's the best way to get your Google My Business listing to show up in multiple cities that and close to the location? All right, so this is one that I have a whole video about it. Unfortunately, that's not really going to work very well unless you have multiple locations. So if you have multiple locations, great. And I'm not going to tell you to get, you know, mailboxes in different locations because Google's kind of onto that. What you can do if you've got the budget for it is rent office space. Even if it's like a one room, little janitor's closet kind of office, rent them around your service areas, you know, in the places where people are searching, if you have the budget for it. If not, and you just have one, here's the thing, you can do all the things that I teach you to do, but all that's going to really do is give you a leg up if all other things are equal. But proximity is still the number one factor. So I'm in Chicago. Naperville is a big suburb about, you know, 45 minutes away. If I live out there and my business is out there, but I want to get jobs in Chicago, I can't really put my address in Naperville and hope to rank in Chicago. People in Chicago are just going to outrank me there. So yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do there, unfortunately, other than getting those locations closer to where you want to be. All right. From Zimertov, he says, hi, I'm selling on Shopify a DIY products and I'm looking for an idea for Facebook retargeting. So if they're DIY products, I would definitely recommend giving them free content, you know, a video solving the problem, like three tips, and then you retarget those video views with a direct response ad. I like to see then retargeting with a lead magnet, and then, you know, you get them on your email list and then you retarget them with even more direct sales ads. Long story short, it's a lot of different ads, a lot of layers, but that's what works the best. It sounds like you're selling like an e-learning product. You said DIY product. So when it's DIY, You're teaching them how to do something. So it's perfect for that. All right. Next is from McDonald. I want to add product videos on my Shopify website, but this can slow things down considerably. How can I implement lazy load scripting so my website loads quickly? Okay. Yeah. So lazy load, if you're unaware, that's the thing where you're on a website and you start noticing as you scroll down, more things start populating right underneath the surface. So which plugin do I use for that? I think I use Smush for that. So it's called Smush, S-M-U-S-H. And I think the W3 Total Cache, C-A-C-H-E plugin does that as well. So yeah, it's a great thing to do to save on bandwidth and for that perceived load time. Because what you don't want is people coming to your website and it's loading a bunch of stuff below the surface that they're not seeing anyway. You want all that loading speed to just be right up top. So even if it takes a long time for your whole site to load, the visitor doesn't feel any of that. And everything loads really quickly as soon as they get there. So lazy loading is awesome for that. All right, from Toy, I think this is a follow-up to that question. What is your take on me doing Instagram carousel ads for my face, for my mask and t-shirt business? My content will be about educating people on the best masks to purchase, and my civil rights, Black Lives Matter. Okay, my shirts are civil rights, Black Lives Matter. Okay, so I love carousel ads, actually. They're kind of my new favorite thing. So I think that's great. And I think that's great for products particularly. It's also great for testimonials. So if you've got three different testimonials or testimonial videos, that's perfect. But yeah, so you actually do then, I stand corrected, with your causes, there's definitely something good to be said for a lead magnet. So I think you could definitely do some kind of a lead magnet about, you know, the civil right, like what can you do to be a better ally or something, whatever it is, you probably already have it worked out what the lead magnet is. And then you have people on your list and now you can keep getting in front of them with your email list about different things they can do. You know, a challenge might be great for you actually, like a 5 days to becoming a better ally or something like that. And then every day it's a new little thing, a new little teachable moment. And then at the end of it, you can kind of start selling your product. So I think that could work out really nice. Have a question you want me to answer on an upcoming episode? Just DM me on Instagram at Wes McDowell, and then join me again on next Thursday's Ask Wes minisode for a brand new round of questions, and on the main show every Monday where I cover a complete topic that'll help you go further and faster in your small business. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% discount on my preferred hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, you're going to go to wesmcdowell.com/hosting for your exclusive discount. See you soon.